If children, then heirs. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with whom? That means, Ronnie, what's his is mine. Let me say that again. What's his is mine. We need to get that down in us. But you know what? Joint heirs. Chris is my brother. And during this whole time, he talked to me all the time. Me and him talked back and forth during the storms this Thursday. You okay? You need anything? Where are you at? I said, I'm in Orange Beach right now. He said, well, don't come home. I said, why? He said, because you'll get blown away before you get here. I said, well, then I'm going to just hunker down right here. You can walk to the restaurant. You follow what I'm saying? I just got them stacked every kind of which way. And so, why? He's my brother. Paul, Jesus is my brother. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I didn't write the Bible. I found out that a lot of religious people get mad at me when I read the Bible to them because their mama taught them something else or some other preacher taught them something else. But I can't help that. Dear God, pray for me, all right? Now, Jesus is my brother. How do you get that? Well, I'm joint heirs with him. Joint heirs. And my brother's done decided all who gets what. My daddy's stuff. We didn't know about it. He told me and Jake at lunch one day. Ain't even been a year ago. You remember that, Jake? He was telling me, Worm, who all was going to get what. I'm just sitting there, Mickey, just listening. He said, now, brother, I done got it all figured out. I said, what exactly have you got figured out? He said, I'm going to leave Matthew and Micah the chicken phone. I'm sad he ain't here today. I said, have you asked him, do they want a chicken farm? He said, nope, this is what he said right here. This is what he did, Ronnie. He said, no, that don't matter. I done got it wrote on. Jake, his son, is sitting over like, you know, what's going on, Daddy? Here, I mean, what if I want the chicken farm? He said, you can't have it because I done got it wrote on. That's that Brie Love coming out in him. Mark, that's that Brie Love coming out in him, all right? So we went on through this a little while. I said, just out of curiosity, brother, what am I going to get? Y'all ready for this? He said, them two rotten campers, we're going to let you have them, all right? So, well, I wish I'd have took a little better care of them, amen? Jesus is my joint heir, and he leaving me more than two rotten campers, okay? Can I get an amen? Amen. Why? Because he died for me. Amen. He died for me. And I won't turn there, but there's five places in the book of Hebrews that says he's at the right hand of the Father. That's right. Right now. When God, the Father of judgment, looks at me, Price, he looks at me through Jesus. Because Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father as I speak to you right now. He never sleeps or never slumbers. He's at the right hand of the Father, and he is not only my Savior, hallelujah. He is not only my healer, hallelujah. He is not only the one that blesses me, but he is my brother. And he is also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I know the world don't know that yet, but they're going to find out very soon. Can I get a witness? Amen. So don't get all shook up and all worried because this party ain't over, baby. Because why? Because Jesus is going to catch us away any day. We're going to be gone for 7 years. Israel and the nation of the world are going to be brought into alignment. 7 years at the end of that, we're coming back with him, riding white horses to the Battle of Armageddon. And he's going to take over and be in charge. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. I'll be glad, Martha, when that happens. And like I done told you, I know I'm going to be healed because I'm going to be riding a horse. If you ain't in perfect health, you definitely cannot ride a horse. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right? And so, how do you know that, Brother Scotty? Because I've been riding them all my life. I hope I've ridden my last one until I ride with Jesus. And his horses are going to be gentle, broke, going to have comfortable saddles. Amen? Some of y'all, them youngins there still got horses, amen? All right, we're trying to get rid of ours. We've been feeding some 30 years. They just won't ever die. And so anyway, I told them the other day, when the rapture comes, baby, y'all on y'all's own, all right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Aren't you glad you know Jesus today?
Amen.
The gospel of grace. Oh, hallelujah. The gospel of grace that came looking for me, Lynn, when I was not looking for it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the good thing about that salvation, it ain't just like it is a one-time event where you get pulled up out of hell and you go into heaven, but he stays with you all the time then. You see what I'm saying? He don't leave you on the bad day and the long nights. Do you hear me, Angie? He's with us, Matthew. He's with us. Blessed be his name. Every head bowed, every eye closed.